Where hope lies. There is a place, some people see it as a barren rock, riddled with cracks and rifts large enough to fall through, the sky suffocating and dark as smoke. The rock ends in a cliff that leads to darkness, a long way down, and a splat. But I see an endless meadow, with hidden warrens and places to go, where sometimes the ground will shatter into glass, and other times the air itself will hold me up, forming stairs to the stars. This place has many doors. There is one disguised as a needle, pass through the eye, and end up in hell. Nestled in an iceberg, where the ground swallows you whole, is a tree growing upside down, its roots reaching up to the center of the earth. Here, in a box lined with velvet, lies a girl. Quiet now, she's sleeping. Roses wrap around her, thorns protecting her and biting into her skin. Petals make the soft place she rests her head and count the question. She loves me, she loves me not, she loves me is always the final answer. The box is small. It fit on a table and was polished with love. It was not opened, and so the girl did and did not exist, like the cat, until the cat was killed. If the box opens, the girl dies, but if it remains closed, she never lives. She sleeps, and I could wake her with a kiss. I would show her a sky filled with light, not the fabric of her box, and she would show me the stars in velvet, because she would have found their shape or made them. I know that if I brought her hedge trimmers and cut the plant that made her bed and offered her a hand to help her out, she would not leave. Because her box is not locked, it is not 6 feet under, but 6 feet up. She could leave if she wanted to. Instead, she stays, forever bleeding, slowly a red that is the envy of her roses. She stays because she loves me, or I like to think she does. I think one day the box will open on its own, and she will be the one to kiss me before taking me onto her bed of roses, or at least I hope she does. Pandora could not resist her charms, and I knew I would not be able to either, so I picked a spot by the tree with roots at the center of the world. I put her coffin there, and kept her warm with a blanket of dirt. I carved her name on a stone from the end of time, so I would always know where to find her. She is not dead, but feeding the tree, whose roots keep the world together, waiting either for me to dig her out or for the moon to give her the right light to crawl out herself. When she does, I know she will find me and give me one of her roses. When hope leaves her grave, the world will end, but I will finally get to kiss her. So who says you can't enjoy Armageddon? There is a place, nestled in an iceberg in hell, where the ground swallows you whole, there is a tree growing upside down, its roots reaching up to the center of the earth. It is here I dug a hole and placed her bed, covered her in dirt to keep her warm, and carved her name into a stone so I could remember where she slept. I see this stone every time I visit her and give her the last petal of a rose, the words I carved deep into rock. Here lies hope, from the beginning of time to the end.